On Monday, for the second time in less than a month, bagpipes sounded in Nelson for a deceased police officer, this time at the Rod and Gun Club in honor of Matt Nolay, the second officer who perished in an avalanche outside of Caslow on January 9th. A full room with visitors bearing uniforms from several different police forces came to say goodbye and celebrate the life of the 28-year-old police officer who had served in Nelson for around a year when he passed away at a Kelowna hospital from the injuries he sustained in the accident. The ceremony was live-streamed in front of thousands of viewers who watched Nolay's closest family, friends, and colleagues from the Nelson Police Department share their most fond memories. One of them from Nolay's supervisor, Sergeant Nate Holt.
And if I can describe Matt in one sentence, it was that he saw the world through eyes of wonder. I felt like I knew Matt all my life, even though I knew him such a short time. I think maybe he felt that way too because he was so comfortable around me. Or at least that's what I tell myself in circumstances where I walked into the constable's office at the beginning of my shift before donning my Kevlar vest, which add 15 to 20 pounds to your physical appearance. And Matt looked at me and said, "Sarge, did you switch to an internal vest?" And of course, he was smiling with a big grin on his face.
A GoFundMe campaign for the family of Nolay, as well as Wade Tinnamore, the other officer who died in the avalanche, has now raised just shy of $90,000, $10,000 from its original goal. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.